Three U.S. helicopters touched down in Monrovia, Liberia today, bringing in 7 U.S. Marines. They're the first U.S. troops assigned to assist the Nigerian peacekeeping force that arrived on Monday under the banner of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. Secretary of State Colin Powell, speaking to reporters in Crawford, Texas, said he's heartened by the latest developments.
I'm pleased that what ECOWAS has been able to do, the Nigerians showed up in good order, more forces are arriving, and they're starting to establish a sense of security and I think put hope back in the hearts of the Liberian people, and we want to support them and assist them, as the president said.
The arrival of the roughly 200 Nigerian troops has brought a sudden end to the bloody battle for Monrovia, even though the peacekeepers haven't yet gone near the front lines. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Monrovia.
People today strolled through what on Sunday was a war zone. Streets in Monrovia that used to be deserted teemed with pedestrians. Young boys set bricks in the road as goalposts and played soccer. Vendors sold cassava greens, charcoal, bras, underwear, fish. Francis Kima, a taxi driver, put the wheels back on his yellow Nissan.
Because of the crash, I had to park the car, take some parts from it. So now that things are quite a bit, I try to put it back together.
Kima says he's glad the peacekeepers have arrived, even if they are 30 miles outside of town at the airport. He believes he'll now be able to get back to work.
I've been home for the past 2 weeks and I don't have anything to keep my family, so I'm trying to get back at least to be able to get some money to try to support my family.
Many people out in the streets are looking for food and clean water. Water trucks from the International Committee of the Red Cross and several other aid agencies have started to move through the streets again, but they can't keep up with the demand. Even for those who can afford to pay for bottled water, it's almost impossible to find. Yatas Ise is staying in what used to be a Masonic temple. Now hundreds of people sleep in the crumbling, pillared structure that looks out over Liberia's capital. She welcomes the end to the fighting, but Ise says she and her 7 daughters haven't eaten in days, and although there's food for sale, she has no money to buy it.
I can see the food, but I got no money to buy it. No money. How do now? 1 cup of rice, $75.
I don't get money.
How can money to buy now?
The fighting that battered this city for 2 weeks straight and has plagued Liberia for almost a decade and a half stopped completely today. There were no mortar explosions, no rattling of gunfire. Even here at the old bridge, where some of the fiercest battles took place, the only sound of war is the clinking of bullet casings that blanket the ground. Government soldiers have tied white handkerchiefs to the bayonets of their AK-47s. They stand on the east side of the bridge, waving to rebel soldiers who are dancing on the other. A 14-year-old government fighter, who says his name is Old Man Tabe, declares the war is over.
Yeah, we're ready for peace. Yeah, we're ready for peace.
Old Man Tabe says he signed up as a jungle fighter soldier in President Charles Taylor's army when he was 10. The small boy says he helped defend this bridge during the worst of the fighting.
I was right down there, and the rocket was flying over us. It was going. I never hit by rocket before.
The tin shacks on the government side of the bridge have been ripped apart by bullets. Even the thick metal railing of the bridge is punctured with numerous bullet holes. Many of the soldiers here say they are tired of fighting, and while most of Monrovia's residents basked in their newfound peace, some here worry what the future holds if they lay down their guns. President Taylor has said he'll resign in the next few days. Some of these men have fought for him for more than a decade, and they want to know what they're going to get out of any peace deal. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.